Shalom Aleichem, everybody. At the end of Parshas Pekudei, in the very last perek of Sefer Shmos, Hashem tells Moshe to put all of the kelim of the Mishkan into the Mishkan. And the very first kli to be placed in the newly erected Mishkan is the Aron Kodesh, what Hashem calls the Aron Ha'edus. And then in Perek Mem, Pasuk Chaf, the Torah says, Vayikach vayitein es ha'edus el ha'aron. Moshe took the edus. Literally, that means the testimony. And Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says it refers to the luchos. So the pasuk means Moshe took the luchos and he put them into the Aron Ha'edus, into the Aron Kodesh. The Rambam Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, links the Aron Kodesh in the Mishkan to the Aron Kodesh that we have in our shuls. In Hilchos Tfilin Mezuzah, the Sefer Torah, Perek Yud, Halacha Yud, the Rambam writes, it is a mitzvah to designate a special place for a Sefer Torah and to give it honor and to glorify it in an extravagant manner. And then the Rambam adds, Dvarim Shebaluchos Habris, Hein Hein Shebechol Sefer. The words on the Luchos are contained in each Sefer Torah. Clearly, the Rambam links the Luchos and the Aron Kodesh to each Sefer Torah that we have in our shuls. Rav Meir HaKohen, a tremendous Talmud Chacham who lived in Germany in the late 13th century, is the author of an important commentary on the Rambam called Hagahos Maimonios, and in that Perush, Rav Meir HaKohen quotes Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi's grandson and one of the Balei Tosfos who died in 1171, who says, the comparison between the Luchos in the Aron Kodesh and our Sifrei Torah in the Aron Kodesh in our Shuls, the same comparison that the Rambam writes about, that comparison is so strong that Rabbeinu Tam suggests that the Aron Kodesh in our shuls should be made wider so our Sifrei Torah can be stored lying down and not standing up. It's an amazing thing. If the storage of our Sifrei Torah comes from the Luchos, then our Sifrei Torah should indeed be stored lying down, not standing up. However, that begs the obvious question. It is the minhag throughout the world. Minhag Sfard, minhag Ashkenaz, everyone. It is a universal minhag for our Sifrei Torah to be stored standing up. Why is that? The Radvaz Rav David ben Shlomo ibn Zimra, who died in 1573, was asked this question in his responsa in Chelek Gimel Simin Tuf Kuf Lamed, and he offers a number of answers. In his first answer, the Radvaz says, the Luchos lav l'kriya kaimei. They are not there. The Luchos are not there, were not made to be read, to be studied, to be learned, whereas Sifrei Torah are indeed learned from. Therefore, they must be stored in a way, Sifrei Torah must be stored in a way, logistically and symbolically, that make them more accessible to be learned. And this idea of the Radvaz is explained beautifully by Rabbi Norman Lamb, who died in the year 2020. He was the former president of Yeshiva University, and he spoke about this in a speech that he gave on Parshas Pekudei in 1965. That speech is found online in the Rabbi Lamb archives, and it's also found in Rabbi Lamb's Sefer on the Chumash, Drash LeDorot, beginning on page 207. Rabbi Lamb says, this explanation of the Radvaz teaches us that, quote, the Torah must be for us more than a symbol, more than mere edus. It must be a guide. It must be a code for conduct, end quote. A symbol is very nice, and it's very important. It is revered, and it is respected, and because of that respect, it lies in state, so to speak. A critically important symbol, but not a symbol to be learned. Rabbi Lamb says the Luchos are to be treated with, quote, antiseptic respect. The Torah, on the other hand, the sanctity of the Torah is enhanced by how it is used, by how it's learned, by how it's applied to our lives. Rabbi Lam says, quote, "A Torah, in order to fulfill its holy function, must stand ready, literally stand, to be read and applied." There are certainly people who have no respect for the Torah or for a shul, chas v'shalom, but many people do have respect for holy things, but that respect for them is misapplied very often. Rabbi Lan says that some people have respect for the shul, and that respect keeps them miles away from that shul. We respect the rabbi, so we never speak with him to get Torah advice. We respect Hashem himself, and therefore we would never think of troubling him about the things that really bother us. In other words, sometimes we respect Judaism and Torah so much that we never think of taking them seriously in the rigors and hardships of daily existence. But that is not what Judaism is all about. That is not what Torah is about. The Torah must be a Toras Chaim, a living Torah, a Torah that is standing at the ready, always taken out, always learned, and always internalized. Have an amazing day, everyone.